kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Nakakwentuhan ng SBS Filipino ang power couple na may-ari ng isang Filipino-Australian-inspired cafe na sina Chef Jovan at Sandra Arias. Ang kanilang cafe ay matatagpuan sa gitna ng makulay at multicultural na community ng Inner Sydney. Namumukod-dangi ang Greenau Cafe bilang isang lugar na hindi lamang tungkol sa pagkain at kape, kundi tungkol din sa pagbuo ng koneksyon sa komunidad sa Elizabeth Bay at Potts Point, kung saan karamihan ng mga residente ay Australian-born. Ang mag-asawang Arias ay mula sa Batangas. Si Chef Jovan, o mas kilalang Chef Joe, ay naunang dumating sa Australia matapos makakuha ng training visa taong 2015. Sumunod naman ang kanyang asawa na si Sandra, na dati ay nasa corporate world ang trabaho. Ang kanilang cafe ay ipinangalan sa pangalan ng street kung saan ito nakatayo. Ang tanong, paano nga ba sila napunta sa pagiging cafe owner at paano nila napagtagumpayang ipakilala ang pagkaing Pinoy sa mga Australians? Narito ang kanilang kwento.
For 6 years akong nag-work under a Rockpool Dining Group, then we decided to open up our own cafe. Before kami nagpunta dito, I worked nasa cruise ship and then some company sa Pilipinas before coming here. So I think it helps me to come here through traineeship visa. And then after that, working visa. And then up to the present na naging resident na kami.
Meron po bang tao na nag-inspire sa'yo, magiging chef ka or like...
Ang background ko talaga ay magluluto kasi yung lola ko, ay meron na kaming restaurant sa Pilipinas. So, growing up, makikita ko na yung kung paano ang buhay ng isang kusinero. Mm-hmm. Pero hindi ko pa siya agad na realized. Kasi nag-college pa ako, nag-take pa ako ng business management course. And then saka pa ako nag-culinary course after working for 4 years. Sa foundation. And then, sinabi ng tatay ko, bakit hindi ka mag-aral ng culinary? Baka may chance ka makapunta. Kasi yung tatay ko, he's living sa France. Naisip niya, baka may opportunity na makarating din ako sa France kung magko-culinary ako. And then, nag-take niya ako ng short courses. And then, nakakuha na ako ng experience sa cruise ship. And then, sa land base. And then, up until the present. Nakarating na kami dito sa Australia.
Miss Sandra, chef din ba kayo? Or nasa cruise ship din ba kayo? Or what's your field?
I was a corporate lawyer in the Philippines. I was the in-house counsel of Ayala Corporation. So, nag-move lang ako dito because he got a job here. So, I had to give up my career there sa Philippines. Yeah. So, hindi talaga siya hospitality related at all.
Wow! So you're lawyer. So paano po, hindi po ba kayo napag-isip na, oy, wait lang?
Yeah.
May moment.
It came at the right time kasi burnt out na ako sa law practice. It's a very highly demanding job. Tapos, it's a good job, rewarding, pero it came to a point na I was looking for a fresh start. And then he got the job offer here. So I guess timing din na dumating yung offer at the point in my life when I was willing to start something else. And then pagdating dito, na-appreciate ko yung welcome change in pace ng lifestyle sa Pinas tsaka here. And then the chance to build something that's my own, na project talaga namin. So, what happened was I became more open to that kind of opportunity.
Pero hindi po kayo nag-regret? Like, sabi ni Sir Jovan kanina, may mga moments na parang, oops.
Sa start, maybe the first 3 months, Kasi yun yung adjustment for any migrant, di ba? Parang, wow, parang completely new, right? Pero hindi eh, kasi mas maganda talaga yung life dito sa Australia, kahit saan mo siya tingnan.
Pero nagtrabaho kayo diretso ba sa pagbibusiness agad or naghanap ka ng ibang work before kayo nagtayo ng negosyo?
Yes. Job ko before the cafe, I was in marketing. So I became the marketing manager of an international college here sa Sydney. So yun yung job ko for around 5 years. And then before that, nasa education industry din ako dito sa Australia. So operations manager din of a college. But si Joe, parang siya talaga yung nasa hospitality dito. Tapos nung nag-open kami, it's a matter of me like supporting my husband. And then eventually, naging 100% na ako na committed to being an entrepreneur.
Ay, galing naman. So yung expertise mo, dito mo sa cafe at ginamit na. May turning point ba na, oops, nagtatrabaho ko pero I want to have my own?
After nung COVID, kasi during that time, after working nga sa company for 6 years, parang it becomes naging draining or naging na burnt out na rin ako. And then parang inisip ko ano na yung sunod. And then tinanong ko nga si Sandra, ano nang pwede nating gawin after may nag-mentor sa amin, may nagpayo sa amin, why not try opening up a business? So nag-decide kami na mag-open up.
Sabi niyo kanina, there's someone na nag-mentor sa inyo na magnegosyo kayo. Ano ba yung sumagi sa isip niyo? Diretso ba nga, of course, yes. Or parang, oops, wait lang. Saan? Paano? Can you take me to the process?
Around the pandemic, doon na nag-start na mini-mentor kami nung former boss ko. Kasi sabi niya, habang hindi pa fully open yung economy, now is actually a great opportunity to take advantage of the low rent.
Parang it became positioning.
Yeah, na parang if you wanna do it, now is a good time to start. Yun yung, siya lang yung nag-push in terms of timing.
Yeah.
Nung nagsimula kayo, ano yung hindi nyo makakalimutan na sobrang challenging when you started the business?
Pero meron pa rin ganong konting pagdududa kung kakayanin ba namin. Kasi parang dahil nga may mga experience na kami, parang may mga bagay na, oh, kaya natin yan. Pero nung nag-uumpisa na kami, doon pa rin may mga bagay na dumadating, ay hindi pala natin to alam, paano ba to gawin? Inaaral namin siya habang ginagawa namin siya.
And then, yung nature kasi ng hospitality, ang daming unpredictability.
Yeah.
So even if, you know, you give it your best, you don't know kung kailan darating yung tao, right?
Yeah.
Like most days, hindi mo alam kung busy ka or quiet ka, especially nung simula. So yun yung challenge for us. Kasi syempre, it's a business at the end of the day. Like the numbers, they have to make sense, diba? So syempre, pag matumal nung start, nakakahina siya ng loob.
Merong anxiety.
yeah, a lot of anxiety.
Coming from burnout, parang may trigger din ng anxiety. So mas may so may mga ganun na instances na nakakabalisa.
Pero how did you overcome it?
Parang tuloy-tuloy lang. Parang syempre pananampalataya din sa tiwala sa desisyon namin. And then we consult each other kung paano namin i-take yung mga challenges na dumadating. O meron akong alam, akala kong mangyayari, tapos sasuggest ko sa kanya, ay hindi, ganito. And then minsan may ganun din siya. So batuhan lang kami ng idea. May konting swerte siguro na tumatama din yung decision making namin. So, ganun.
Yung concept ng cafe nyo, especially yung lugar is Elizabeth Bay.
Si Sandra ang brainchild ng concept namin. Ako sa pagkain lang.
No, but a lot of it is from our mentor. Kasi nung unang titingnan namin restaurant. And then sinabi niya, bakit hindi cafe? Kasi mas if you do it right, mas steady yung customer mo every hour. Like, hindi lang siya yung 2 hours ka lang na may rush. Parang yun yung suggestion niya. Even yung area na to sa Elizabeth Bay, nag-point out siya sa right direction sa amin. kung gusto niyo ng gusto niyo yung customer niyo malakas yung buying power. Gusto niyo may pangbili talaga sila ng above average na breakfast, mm-hmm. hindi yung nagtitipid lagi. Yeah. Yun yung sabi niya. So,
yung purchasing power.
Yeah, so tinuro niya kami, oh, why don't you go eastern suburbs? Yes. Hanap kayo dyan. Tapos dito kami nakahanap. And then yung Filipino cafe na green, no, na ano siya eh, yung if you look at their menu, halo siya. So, siguro, let's say, 70% Filipino ngayon, 30% classic Australian breakfast. So, because of the area din, so inaral namin siya na, ah, okay. Siyempre, we have to cater then to our locals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so kaya hinalo namin yung menu. And then, habang mas nagiging familiar sila sa Filipino food, dagdag lang kami ng dagdag ng item. So, before, siguro mas marami yung Australian brunches. Ngayon, baliktad na.
Yeah.
After 4 years, mas marami na yung Filipino. Pero hindi pa rin nawawala yung classic.
Kasi ang original concept was para to cater the locals nga. And then, dumating na lang sa point na may mga nag-vlog, nag-share. And then, naroon na kilala kami. And then, may mga taga-ibang lugar na dumadayo na.
What do you think yung panghatak ninyo?
I think yung naging consistent lang kami doon sa ginagawa namin. And then we adapt doon sa circumstances ng business. Kasi especially dito sa Australia nga kasi 'di ba parang 4 seasons. So we adapt kung ano yung demand ng customer. Kung ano yung tingin namin eh may chance. Parang gano'n.
And I have to also emphasize, at the end of the day, it's a business nga. So, hindi pwedeng passion project lang siya, right? Mm. So, kung magbubuhos na kami at yung team namin ng time and effort, like, the numbers really have to make sense. I guess yun yung kailangang i-highlight din. Hindi pwedeng passion lang or just give it your best or sarapan mo lang yung food, ganyan. Dapat there's somebody in the team na tututok talaga sa numbers para titingnan kung ano yung pwedeng yeah. adjustment na gawin para mag-create siya ng profit and that will sustain the business in the long run.
So yeah. Ano yung pinaka-bestseller na parang nasabi nyo na, wow, nagustuhan nila na may twist in Filipino? Meron bang ganun?
Meron.
They love our arroz caldo and our pork adobo. Yeah. So, yung arroz caldo, very comforting for them.
Mm-hmm. Tsaka and, I think madali din siyang ma-recognize ng mga foreigner. Kasi nga,
Konji.
Yeah. So madali nilang magets yung idea na Konji pala is arroz caldo.
Yeah.
And yun.
And it's healthy for you, right? Gluten-free, and then not too fatty. Eh, yung mga Australians, they're very healthy eaters yeah. relatively mm-hmm. compared to us, right? Mm-hmm. So kaya, ano, nagustuhan nila, that's something that they can eat every day.
Yeah.
And then yung pork adobo naman, dun sa mga more adventurous, yun yung gustong-gusto nila rin yung lasa. Mm-hmm. Na, kasi iba sa kanila yung lasa ng adobo.
Mm-hmm.
So gustong-gusto din nila yung adobo natin.
And I think yung adobo kasi, it's one of the most known dishes ng Filipino. So I think pagka may kilala silang Filipino,
mm-hmm.
eh lahat naman ng parang lahat ng mga nagluluto sa Pilipinas may sariling recipe ng adobo. So ganun.
Tama. At paano niyo gustong makilala si Greenow?
Ang vision ko dang habang kine-create namin ito was kung paano magluto sa Pilipinas ang mga kusinerong Pilipino sa atin or kung paano natin siya kinakain sa Pilipinas. I think that's the best way how we can share our food din sa dito internationally. Tsaka i-share din sa mga tao na mga Filipino na nandito kasi going away from Philippines, moving here. So parang growing up, ito yung kinakain nila. So parang pag kinain nila dito, meron agad silang nostalgia or mayroon silang moment na maalala, ah, ito yung kinakain ko sa Pilipinas.
Also, on a different level din, yung gusto ko sa Greeno na direction na pinupuntahan niya, it's becoming a venue na nag-exchange yung Australian values and Filipino values because of we cater to both markets. And then also because our team is very competent to deal with both markets. Filipino cafe siya, pero because we're in Australia, yung culture na very egalitarian yung service, like hindi sir or ma'am, na our locals, they really treat us as their friends or their family, yeah, na in the long run. So para nagiging good ambassador sila ng Filipino values, and they're proud of their job, of what they're doing. And then for us naman, ang dami din naming naaaral na values from our locals. Like, for example, the simple habit of eating healthy, nakuha namin. For example, order ng tapsilog, and then they'll ask for spinach on the side because it's a very nutritious foods. So, ibinabalanse nila yung fattiness ng Filipino food with spinach, or let's say, hihingi sila ng more extra pickles because it's good for your gut. So, little things like that na isin namin, ah, that's a good improvement to our cuisine para mas mabalanse siya. So, it's Filipino, but you can see the influence na of Australia na hindi siya hilaw na fusion, but organic lang siya na nag-grow.
When was like parang tama talaga yung decision natin? Alam mo yung ganyan na parang
proud moment.
Meron like, you know, on a good day, and then makita namin yung full house.
Yeah.
And then makita namin it's a mix.
Yeah.
Tapos yung magkakatabi Filipino, local, and then nag-uusap sila.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're eating our food, and it doesn't matter whether it's Filipino or Aussie brunch, and then they're just having a good time in the cafe. And then the staff are also enjoying the service. So, dun namin nakikita na buhay yung cafe. And the fact nga na nadudraw namin both markets, isin namin, buti na lang talaga, we made that decision na we're capable of drawing both markets. Yeah.
As a couple, doing business together, ano yung pinaniniwalaan nyo that made you, o ano meron kayo ngayon?
Well, consistency pa rin. Ano?
And I think yung we acknowledge yung different skill set namin dalawa. Yung what we can bring into the table. Magkaiba kasi kami ng skill set, right? So, yun yung nag-work for us. But at the same time, at the end of the day, ang priority pa rin is the relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, even more than the business, like, the relationship has to work.
Which is challenging pag minsan.
Yeah, it's normal na sa business pag mag-asawa.
Ano yung ma-expect namin more from sa inyo, from Greeno?
Actually, ang challenge sa pagiging, sa especially sa hospitality, is yung consistency. Ang gusto namin was to keep doing what we are achieving and what we are doing para patuloy na bumalik yung mga tao.
Yeah. We're blessed because we've reached a point na we already know what works and what doesn't work. Yeah. So less experimentation actually from us,
mm-hmm,
and more of how to keep it going.
Yeah.
Without being boring, right? So that's why we have specials every now and then. But the main menu is pretty much intact.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe we'll just do pop-ups here and there. But we just want to be like an institution in Sydney or in Australia na pagdating sa Filipino comfort food din, you know, is definitely, you know, a reliable brand. Gusto namin very pleasant yung dining experience. Dapat dapat shiny yung Filipino hospitality. We're known for that globally, right?
Again, my personal touch.
Yes. So, and if you come often enough, like, you'll know will be a regular, will know your order, will know your quirks. So basically, if you want to have a nice, pleasant, you know, dining experience na relax ka lang, na you're too busy with work and on a weekend you just wanna na reward yourself, bring your family or your friends, then I think yun yung edge ng Marina.
I think merong experience kasi ang mga Filipino sa atin na favorite nilang puntahan kainan. Parang alam ba, oh, punta tayo dun sa kanto kasi dun sila madalas kumain. Ganon yung gusto naming ma-experience ng mga nagiging customer namin.
Na talagang babalik-balikan.
No,
yeah. Like yung mga, like ngayon, yung ibang regulars namin, yung apo nila, dinadala nila dito na newborn pa.
No, meron.
Tapos ngayon, naglalakad na, kinakausap na kami.
Merong isang ano, anak nung parang as in toddler na toddler pa. And then, nag-celebrate ng birthday dito. In-invite na kami pumunta doon sa birthday ng baby. Naglalakad na siya. And then, yun. Parang sa span of 4 years, parang naramdaman namin, we belong.
They welcome us with open arms.
They embraced
us. And then, nafe-feel talaga namin yung support nila. Kahit na hindi nila alam yung food, fine, they'll try it, ganyan. So na-appreciate namin sila sobra for
nagiging that. Adventurous sila.
Yeah.
Meron kaming mga naging loyal customer na gano'n. Parang tinry lang nila isang beses and then nagustuhan na nila hanggang sa naging favorite na nila.
Sa ngayon, nagsisimula na ang mag-asawang Arias sa pagproseso ng sponsorship sa kanilang mga empleyado para permanente na itong manatili sa Australia.
Ang motivation namin ni Joe, more than making profits for us, is to actually give them that pathway.
Yeah.
Because grabe din yung loyalty ng team namin. Most of them have been with us since day one. So we wanna, you know, also give them what they need na gusto nila magstay na dito.
Parang itinuturo din namin sa kanila na they are investing time, so they should think of it as their investment in the long run. So I think it helps din sa kanila para motivated, para at least mas maging at home din sila kasi alam nila para sa kanila din. So they become more natural sa pagtatrabaho.
At sa huli, may mensahe din sila para sa lahat.
To the Filipino community, just keep supporting Filipino venues in general.
Yeah.
Not just Green, no? Because it's really a tough industry, hospitality. One of the toughest, if not the toughest right now. And then yung Filipino pananish is so hard because it's not so well known as the other cuisine. So every bit of support to any Filipino venue goes a long way for small business owners. And then naniniwala din ako na yung Filipino community, if matap siya the right way, they will really support you all the way. Like, for example, what's happening to Alex Ayala. That's an example of how powerful our community can be. So my wish is that the Filipino venues in Australia will have that same backing from our community here para the Filipino cuisine as a whole ma-uplift siya to the level that it deserves para over time, mas madali na for other business owners like us or yung magsa-start pa na i-promote yung cuisine natin. And at the end of the day, it will benefit everyone.
Very well said, Miss Sandra.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Chef Miss Sandra. Thank you.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.